April in Buffalo. And that door is open and a city bus pulled up and an elderly lady fell on the ground. And for some reason, I walked out of that bar and I helped that lady get on the bus. Now that's not a big deal, is it? Yeah? But I've never had to go back for that drink. See, I think the drink is warm. And you know what? I gotta share this with you, that the goal of the 12 steps is to have a spiritual awakening, which continues to go on. Well, what happened to me that day, and I didn't realize it for many years. Many years later, I was doing a lot of research and writing and, you know, some AA history stuff. And I was kind of jealous of Bill Wilson, okay? Like that guy, I mean, think about that. Bright light experience. A mountaintop, okay? The breeze. I'm like, I didn't get that. I got screwed. Well, when Howard gave me that assignment, and I was looking for the golden thread, and I was seeing how my life was unfolding into goodness, one of the places I went to was to that bar. And what happened to me was I walked out of that bar and I helped that woman. Bill Wilson gave that baby a hug. And he said, I don't know what you got, but I want it. And Ebby said back to Bill, it's a new kind of giving. It's a giving without expectation of anything. No reward, no applause, nothing. You give to give. Folks, Alcoholics Anonymous was born in me the moment that I exercised that action to help that woman. I became a free man because I did something for someone else. I didn't know it, okay? It was a secret to me. I thought I didn't even have a spiritual experience. I just missed it. How many of us have missed things? Sometimes the self-examination, the prayer and meditation can help get us back on track to where we can connect. Well, my old man didn't know what to do with me. And back then you had the phones where you had to dial and hope that somebody would answer. And he had a friend down in Brownwood, Texas. And this guy's name was John Carlton. And John got sober, get this, October 28th, 1951. Today would be his birthday. He's with me here tonight, and I'm going to share some of Big John with you tonight. My old man got a hold of him, and John said, send him down here for a couple of weeks. And they sent me down to Texas, and I got there, and that night we went to a meeting, and after the meeting we came back, and John and I were in his apartment, and I have to tell you that, you know, these guys all wore jackets, and it was just a little different trip than it is today. And John was a giant of a man. And the way I recall this night is he was pacing and I was sitting on the couch and he looks at me and he says, how long you been around the deal, kid? He always called AA the deal. And he always called me the kid. And with as much ego as I had left, I tried to announce to him that I had been attending AA for 10 years. And he looks at me and he says, I don't know if you have the guts it takes to make it, kid. But if you do, if you want to stop drinking, I'll go to hell and back with you. But if you want to drink, you go to hell alone. I was in hell, guys. I was in hell. I weighed 90 pounds. Everything I owned was in a cardboard box. I was done with nothing left. I was sick. I was very sick. I didn't appreciate anything at that time because I was scared. I didn't know that it was fear, you know, that corrosive threat. I didn't understand that. And I remember